We're here at the NAMA Gratitude Tour talking with Mike DeSena. And Mike, tell me exactly what you do.
I'm director of sales and business development at a tech startup here in the city called Bug Labs. We're located in Soho, and one of our recent projects was with a large company called Saatchi & Saatchi, where we helped take a standard crane vending machine and we added some interesting sensors and wireless to it.
Okay. And what's your interest in coming to this show today?
My interest is in seeing the different types of machines and different types of experiences that merchandisers are interested in giving to their customers, and seeing whether or not there's a way for us to enhance that type of experience.
Okay. What machine have you found most interesting here at the show?
I thought that these machines over here with the full-size touchscreen is pretty interesting. It's a little bit forward-thinking with regards to like what's possible with giving you a very interactive type of experience, but the price point's high, but I can see how the price of TVs and so on will drop quite quickly in the future, make it more affordable to companies.
Okay. And how old are you, Mike?
I'm 34 years old.
Okay. Do you think that as a consumer you'd be interested in buying products from machines like this?
Yeah, absolutely. I think the business model exists whereby it's a self-serve model. People can just go up to the machines and help themselves. It eliminates, unfortunately, the cost of a person monitoring the different inventory and so on.
You mean it adds the cost?
It removes the cost because you don't have to pay someone to stand at a store like monitoring the inventory.
I see. Yeah. So you're saying that because you are taking away that function, you're hindering employment.
You are. It's a structural change in employment. There'll be people moving out of retail in this particular space and moving towards more cost-efficient solutions like vending machines, it sounds like.
Okay. Okay. Thank you, Mike.